I hate that thing.
You sound asthmatic. Jesus.
Sorry.
What is that?
I just found that funny.
I thought you're in a fucking wind tunnel.
You're in a wind tunnel.
I'm not actually. I'm sat in a very comfy little desk.
Oh, I'm going to have to let the cat in. Because the cat has gone meow.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes, for my raging vagina.
Dave, oh,
I'm leaving that in. That goes on the YouTube shorts.
B-roll. My raging vagina.
No, just YouTube short it, dude.
You twat.
That's going to be the first promo for our YouTube for our podcast on YouTube.
Oh, for fuck's sake, what have I done?
I edit it, Craig, and I can just make him say really weird things.
YouTube poops now.
So Craig, you still don't know the movies, right?
No.
Does this make you worried?
If Holes is one of them, I watched that last night.
Use that as a clip. What, just him saying Holes.
Holes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Raging vagina and just Holes. Right, okay. What else can
I'll
we
make him say, I really want Millie in my Holes.
It needs to be like badly edited, like, I want Millie in my Holes.
We don't even have to edit it. Well, you just said it.
Finished. You need to, like,
dropping that in the other Discord every time he acts up. Just
no custom notification for just Craig.
That just reminds me of that.
Why he has an OnlyFans account with his dad? What the fuck?
That just reminds me of South Park. You know,
like
when
Dark Side of Pornhub.
When they've, like, killed Chef and they just, like, make the episode and these old clips.
So bad news, Holes isn't one of the movies.
Okay, I watched that recently, just in case.
It's pre-2000s, was it? I can't even remember
now. Oh, fuck me, that's 2003. Oh yeah, and Holes, I don't think it's as good as everyone says it is.
Okay, are you going to intro the episode, Jacob?
Yeah, all right, watch me call him a Disney expert.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do that. You did that to Craig. He did that to Simon immediately. Just went, oh, yeah, Simon. He's our guest today. He's a Marvel expert.
Thanks, Simon.
I was like, what?
Right,
immediate panic mode.
Someone is very close to the mic.
Oh, is it me? Or is it?
I don't know. Whoever laughed then, just like, something like this. Might be Craig.
I did move my mic a bit away.
Just intro now, do it.
Welcome back to Incoming Discussion. This week, we're talking about Disney films, and we have a special guest, some guy that likes Disney, Craig.
Hello.
He's a pro Disney fan.
Pro Disney fan.
He has studied Disney for the past 28 years.
Yes. He is the co-founder of Disney Movies, did you know?
His great great grandmother once gave Walt Disney a handjob.
You said that the cat should look at me and say, "Fuck's he saying?"
So your cat's on the podcast now as well. So this is two guests at once.
Craig and Craig's pussy.
Exactly.
Have some pre-context.
Good boy.
Prior to the intro, Craig did say, "My raging vagina."
He did.
We're going to add it in now.
No, we're not. That means I have to edit it and I'm not editing in.
No, Dave,
you send me the last...
Don't do it.
Edit this bit out. Dave, send me the end of it.
I'm not editing any of this, so it stays in.
No, come on.
Okay. I'll edit it in. I'll edit this out. It's fine.
Sweet.
Okay.
So what movies are we talking about today, Dave?
It's the pre-2000s. So anything between when it started and... Just because we wanted to actually nail it down rather than just going absolutely ham and having loads of movies. So Craig actually doesn't know any of the movies. Me and Jacob know them.
I'm not saying that Craig doesn't know any of them. Craig doesn't know which movies we've chosen.
No, he doesn't. I've chosen 10. 4 are animated, 2 are CGI, and 4 are live action. So we've chosen 10 altogether.
Are these theatrical releases?
They are.
So there's no direct-to-video?
No direct-to-video, nothing, no. We might do that in another episode, but these are just all theatrical releases.
I was going to say, that would be good for another episode, but don't blow your load in one go.
Yes, we're going to blow it everywhere, right now.
And if anyone's a fan of YouTube and has ever heard of Ashens, this is his younger brother, Craig.
Oh, just because I'm from Norwich, I've met him a few times.
You sound identical to him.
Have his book.
It's exactly the same.
Half the time, I don't even know that I'm not talking to Ashens, you know?
Should we just change it? Our special guest today, Ashens.
Hello.
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 Hold on, that sounds identical.
Done. We got Ashens on the show.
Is he still making YouTube?
Of course, he is. Absolute legend.
Yeah, he did...
Christmas specials, I think.
Yeah, his little Christmas special and his advent calendar with Nerdcube.
He's done some weird shit. The one, have you seen the one where he, like, I think they got a soda pop machine and they were like, oh, will it soda or something like that? And they put like milk and stuff in it. Fucking disgusting.
Him and Barry.
Yeah, him and Barry crack me up.
My favorite one of his is probably, was it him that did like the whole chicken in a can?
Yep.
Yeah, he did like loads of gross stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, he does the food stuff. Not that often, but he does foods.
He did the whole, that smelliest fish in a can as well, wasn't it? The one they meant to undo underwater.
Yeah,
oh, so Strowman.
Him and Barry.
Yeah, that sounds gross. I don't want to do that.
No. Right, so with these 10 movies, we're going to rank them, right? To which one's our favourite, or we're going to choose a favourite out of them, yeah?
Okay, we'll try and do something with it.
I'm asking Jacob, he's the pro podcaster. So are we going to rank these from 1 to 10?
Yeah, we're going to rank them from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Based on which we prefer.
Okay.
But this isn't a general consensus of everyone.
So I
have chosen 5 bad reviews for 5 of the films. And Craig's going to try and guess them.
I can't wait for that. When you sprung that on me on a few episodes back, and I was just like,
I've narrowed it down because previously I just gave you any review and you had to try and guess what film, and this guy's made like 150 films.
Yeah, that was in the Adam Sandler bit.
Just sprung it on me. Just reading out reviews.
About right.
Yeah, I just read out the bad reviews. I just finished Adam Sandler episodes. So that's really fresh in mind.
Craig is also our number one fan.
Hey, I listen to every episode within the last 2-3 days.
Nice.
Might have to pump out some more content for you, big boy.
Yeah.
Long time listener, first time guest.
So should we talk about the CGI movies? I'll start CGI because there's only a few CGI movies pre-2000s, and one of them's Toy Story.
Well, I think I mentioned this previously. Pixar was owned by Bill Gates.
Yes, you did mention this.
Yeah.
I thought it was Steve Jobs.
That's the one. One of the old white rich dudes.
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
I'm just going to put it out there. Most of what we say is not factually true, and we just make up everything.
We don't fact check it, but it could possibly be true.
We're either partially right or completely wrong. It's one of the two.
It's mainly weird facts I've seen on TikTok.
Dave, I've known you for like 10 years. I know what you're like.
Yeah, I'm close. But I'm never on point. That's my forte.
I mean, so, I've only known you like a year or two, but yeah, that sums you up.
Thanks. So, Toy Story. Everyone like
probably
it?
Probably my favourite film growing up.
Serious?
That one.
It was a good movie. Like, I like that they, it's like one of the first CGI movies, if I remember rightly. Like, it's good. It's top tier, I reckon. Yeah,
one of the first, theatrical CGI movies, one of them.
Can you remember which other ones? Because I can't.
I don't know. I don't think Disney did any, but I...
Why is it important? We're only talking about Disney, Craig. What the fuck?
I know it was the first Disney one, but I know something before that was made by non-Disney.
Lies.
I read something the other day. It was one of those shower thoughts about Toy Story.
And the cat just meowed at me when you were chatting. He wants to be in on the podcast.
Meow, 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 meow.
So bear with me a moment.
No.
Right, so Dave, yeah, so I read this weird thing on, it's Toy Story related.
Okay.
It was some guy on, TikTok or, YouTube Shorts or something saying if one of the toys died in Toy Story, they would just have the other toys would just have to sit and watch Andy play with its corpse.
that's fucked up.
It's dark, legit.
I didn't know. I just had a quick look that... It was based off a short called Tin Toy.
Yes.
And Pixar was approached by Disney to produce a computer animated feature, like a feature length movie, which was then Toy Story.
That is terrifying.
Never seen it. I've just seen the splash for it. That is awful. Never again.
Is terrifying. I can't think what Disney DVD it's on.
Oh, they put it on DVD.
Yeah. You know when Disney still do release DVDs, but we need to put like a Pixar short on one of the Pixar DVDs?
Yeah.
It's on there.
Okay.
And probably on that Pixar like DVD Blu-ray they release every so often with all the shorts.
A Disney Plus as well, like I know that they keep pumping shorts onto there, like old ones, so it could be on there now, right?
Yeah, some of the new shorts are banging though.
They are really good, like they did a few Simpsons shorts as well.
Disney are coming up with like, I like their Pixar animated side. They're coming up with some real deep stuff now.
Mm.
There was the one about the kid who has like autism in the end, but like about him floating, yeah, and everyone's judging him and watching him.
Yeah, I can't think what that goes with.
That was so dark. I was like, for real?
My girlfriend watched that because the little girl has got the phone that barks.
Hmm.
I recommend watching that. Anyone listening, watch that on Disney Plus.
Is that all?
I don't know what it is.
Or some prank?
Maybe. They also did like a dog fight one. That was pretty sad.
I mean, when they do stuff that's like on topic, it gets heard because it's Disney. So like anything they do to promote like stuff like that is always good. Okay, so we talked about Toy Story, and I know this one's Craig's favorite as well. And
We just got to give it a ranking. I'd say a solid third position, maybe second.
Well, like, out of ten.
Okay, out of ten. Toy Story.
The thing is, I can see the lists. Craig doesn't know what the list is.
At the moment, I'd probably stick Toy Story maybe third.
I'm going to agree with Craig. I'd reckon it's up there, like third, easy.
It's top five. It's definitely top half.
I don't want to chuck out number one in case you come up with something even better than that.
You can move it later, can't you? Just keep track of it.
Let's put in the next CGI movie, one of Craig's favourites, Bug's Life.
Oh, yes. I watched that not that long ago.
I remember we used to like play games and stuff all the time, like PS1 games and that. You used to be like, oh, you got to play this Bug's Life game on, I think it was PS1.
Yes.
All the time.
Mushroom.
Dude, my mum used to be obsessed with Bug's Life game on PlayStation 1.
Really? There you go.
She used to like, she still says hands down it's one of the best video games ever made.
It's so shit.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's not great.
Jiminy Cricket.
It's like the opening level with like you have to jump on these like mushroom things or something. It's so bad.
And you like throw berries at things, don't you?
You collect berries or something?
No, I swear you throw them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like the red one, the blue one, the gold berry, which kills
it. Craig knows.
Bug's Life was one I enjoyed, but
like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, because I've got this app on my phone called Letterboxd.
Okay.
And like you can basically make a diary of every film you've watched, like on the day or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
I watched it on the 1st of December 2021.
So do you reckon it still holds up as like a good movie?
Oh, yeah. It's still really funny.
Because I don't have much of a say on this, because the first, I think one of the only times I ever watched it was when it was first brought out on VHS. So it's a long time ago since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's VHS. So funny, right? I can still go up to my sister and I can just like quote it to her.
I remember it's like there's a fat caterpillar in it and that's about it.
Oh, that's Heimlich.
It's all I can remember. And don't they get him to fly or something?
No, he becomes like a butterfly at the end. And they have to carry him.
They have to marry him?
Carry him.
Oh.
Marry him.
So what kind of Bug's Life is this?
I don't know.
I remember that bit.
Yeah, the PS1 game.
Do you not remember the porn scene halfway through?
Isn't that like, is it bestiality? Would that count?
What, if they all started fucking?
Yeah, because they're bugs, aren't they? Bugs like animals, technically.
I guess because they're all bugs, they're probably not.
I don't know. It's not really something I've thought about.
Craig, we know you've had dirty thoughts about the Princess Anne.
See, this is what we do, Craig. We get people to think.
Rule 34 out there. Look for it, because
I'm not looking for the porn. I'm just asking the Disney professional over here if he's looked at Disney porn.
No. Funny enough, I have not.
I didn't seem to have a concrete answer. Where are we putting Bug's Life?
Oh, like 10. So sorry, Craig.
I don't know. I want to say 4.
Dave, I've known you for like coming on for 10 years.
Mm.
Don't break my heart, my aching heart.
Okay, this is 10 movies that are like pretty decent. So I'm going to say an 8.
Okay.
You're going to put it in eighth position.
I can see what 10 is. So
I'm probably going to put it maybe 2.
Oh, that's high.
I want to just go middle park. I want to say 4 or 5.
Okay.
I do have a lot of nostalgia for it because I obviously had the game. I had as well the Flick toy. It was.
You had the toys.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of the quite tall toy. You still can't get it. And it's like one of the intruder things.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a Hopper one and a Flick one. I had the Flick one as a kid and I loved it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right, where are we going with this?
One game as well, so.
I say 8. What are you guys saying?
Craig said 2 and I said 5. I'd say middle ground, we go 5.
Are we all taking note of what we've said is like the number?
I'm doing an overall like agreement. So I've got Toy Story ranked 3rd.
Okay. Well, I've ranked 8. So what are you going to, what are you going to have to find the middle ground of
5
of
would be I the said. Middle between 2 and 8, surely. Or 4.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we'll go 4.
All right.
All right. It's going to change, like, trust me.
You reckon it's going to go lower?
Yeah, 100%. With what I've chosen, 100%.
Right, next film.
Right, are we going to do... Okay, I've done it in 2 blocks, so we got animated or live action. Where do you want to go, Craig?
Animated, but as long as not Songs of the South.
No, we haven't touched on that.
Good, because hey, that's definitely down there is the worst.
Let's put this one out here. Disney was like hella racist back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rewatched like the original Dumbo, like the cartoon one. And I was my God, is this bad?
I do not like that. It's bad.
The slave song.
You can't do this.
Can, and they did.
I mean, Dumbo was done in 1941. So, yeah.
Have you seen now, though, that on Disney Plus, they put a like a warning at the beginning of the movie if it has something like that in it?
Yep.
I think that's such a better way.
Aladdin? Yeah, they did for Aladdin, and they did it for Return of Jafar, the sequel of Aladdin, which I watched the other day as well.
I think personally though that like that's a much better way of than just deleting it. Because then like if you're just deleting it, no one gets to experience any of it. Because like you know some of the movie's still good. Like most of the movie's still good. It's just usually just a song that is kind of bad in it. Like.
I don't know, innit? And when he blows out, it says sex.
I mean, there's also the fact that the main bad guy is trying to have sex with a 16-year-old. That's kind of odd as well, right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
He's trying to enslave her. It's kind of weird.
To rewind what you said, the sex thing, you're confusing Lion King.
Lion King, he is.
There's like the dust bit where it says SFX, and people thought it said sex.
Okay. Well, you learned something new on this podcast.
And there's like a clip in like Aladdin where everyone thought like Aladdin says, "Good teenagers, take off your clothes," but he says like, "It's my good kitty, get down" or something.
That sounds nothing alike.
Yeah, trust me. There's like a clip on YouTube or something. It's
mate, you it's had me on the SFX one. You've lost me on this one.
Basically, it's like when he's like climbing up as Prince Ali.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
Prince Ali.
That he like whispers it sounds like it literally sounds like good teenage, but it's actually noise. He's like good kitty, and then he says like something like get down.
Okay.
For years on like YouTube, it's like Aladdin's telling people to take off their clothes. It's
I mean,
like,
I'll take off my clothes. What?
Jesus, that like took a turn. How do we go from like Disney films taking people's clothes off?
Because it's our podcast, mate. So what do you expect?
Right, first animated film, Dave, go.
Okay, let's do it. My personal favourite, Mulan.
An out of 10 film.
Again,
best song in any Disney film.
Go on.
But well, let's get down to business.
To defeat the Huns. This is our rendition.
do not copyright claim us.
were.
Yeah, please, Disney.
Yeah, Craig, stop
we
singing.
Need all the money we're definitely making from this podcast.
I'd rank Mulan number one. Easy, hands down.
Yeah, me too.
Again, I might.
You know, in like, I think it was like the Mandarin version. Like Jackie Chan did like a bunch of the new songs or one of the songs for it.
I might have to push Toy Story down.
Well, Craig, this is democracy, and two outnumber one, so Mulan's going first.
Oh, but in my head, I just slotted it in number three.
You guys watched the newer live action one? I know we were
it's so bad.
Pre 2000s, but
I have.
Shit.
A lot of people, oh, it's racist, or, you know, some people say it's like racist and stuff.
What we're going to do is we're going to try and appease China, and then it comes out like, oh my guys, China hated it. What did we do?
It's like, we fucked up. Didn't they hate the original one as well, though?
Yeah, I don't know why they just don't like it. Well, they're saying that it is that kind of like, we made this for you and you hate it.
Through with weird kind of Chinese history and that, because of the Huns and all that stuff.
Oh, Jackie Chan voices Shang? Yeah, Shang in the Mandarin version.
Yeah, I know who
you
are. See, I can never remember names, apart from obviously Mulan and Mushu.
What about cricket? That's an easy one. Everyone's sleeping on cricket. Cricket's like one of the best characters.
No, Mushu's one of the best characters.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
And Mushu is the best character, but cricket's like, he's up there.
He's
top tier.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so we've got Mulan at one. What's the next film, Dave?
Wait, going back to the new live action one, it's not a bad movie. It's just that they put Mulan's name on it. And like, Mulan is such a good animated movie that there was no way they were going to make a good live action version. I just don't see why they put the name to it.
Now, why would you take out the singing?
The singing is one of the top parts of the... Like, people love the music. They could have just rehashed the music, done a live-action movie. Why did they take that out?
Yeah, I get Will.i.am to do one of the songs.
Could have done the song.
Jesus.
Like they did in Beauty and the Beast. Like, the Gaston songs there,
I think Beauty and the Beast is the best newer live-action one they've done.
Everyone seems to enjoy that.
Yeah, Mulan is awful. Well, it's not awful, but, like, again, it's not a good newer movie. And I hated Lion King. They made that movie so dull.
I've not
and
seen
washed it. Out. It's that the because they tried to make them like real lions, the facial expressions are not there. So it falls really flat.
Uncanny,
like there's, it's not like Uncanny Valley. It's more, it's just that there's no expression. Like that, they all look kind of dead. This is bad.
Oh, great.
Have you seen it, Jacob? Lion King? Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't mind it. But what I didn't like is like, every musical number, you have like Childish Gambino as Simba, right? And then Nala as like Beyonce. Every song, it is like the Beyonce song.
It is. And like,
you can barely hear the other voices.
They added a new song, didn't they? I think they were like making their way back to somewhere else. In the animated, there was no song there and it was just skipped over. But for the live action one, they added a new song that Beyonce did, and it was just fucking shit. It was so bad. It didn't even need to be there.
I did like was Seth Rogen as Pumbaa.
Yeah, but so, in my opinion, Seth Rogen just can't fuck up. I love that guy.
He's so good. Although I haven't seen his new Pickle film.
New Pickle film?
Yeah, he's like an old like 1930s migrant pickle worker that falls in a pickle barrel and gets pickled.
What?
Yeah, they wake him up like 100 years later.
Oh, I think I've seen the trailer for that. That looks stupid. I love it. I love every second about it. It's gonna
you know
be
those like old school 90s like trailers you used to get like coming this fall? There needs to be one. He was living an ordinary life and then he became a pickle. Seth Rogen is pickle.
He's a carrot.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of those.
Okay.
Who writes that stuff? That film, if it was made by Adam Sandler, would probably be one of his greatest films.
But, okay, let's not let this have this turn into another Adam Sandler episode, okay?
Okay, what's
sorry,
the next film?
Come on. Finish that episode on the bus, so...
I mean, I'm going to pretext. I know we always talk about Always Sunny in Philadelphia, okay? But we're going to talk about Hercules.
I'll do Hercules.
I saw that in the cinema when it first came out.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito can do no wrong.
I'm going to preempt. I'm going to jump the gun on this. That's number two for me.
Yeah,
Hercules is probably like four for me.
I accept that as two.
Well, Dave, this is democracy.
I get it. It's fine.
Also,
I just think the music in Hercules is so good.
The music is good, and like, because like me and my wife and me and Craig, we've all played the old Hercules, the old PS1 game together. It's kind of top tier. It is good.
I found that the other day.
It's so good.
Sorry,
it's hard.
It's called Disney's Action Game featuring Hercules.
It's a hard game though.
Oh yeah.
I think
they
should make like Smash Bros, just with Disney characters.
That would be cool.
I know Nickelodeon are doing one, aren't they?
But Disney don't really like violence, right?
And Disney don't like making games that often.
Yeah, but that would be so good. Can you imagine
Mulan
versus Hercules?
I think it's called like, it's an old PS1 game, right? And Disney made it, and like each track is a racing game, and each track is like based off like different areas in a park, in one of the parks. Like it's called like Disney's Magical Something Racing.
Yeah, we played the Kart version, if I remember.
It's so good. It's such a good racing game, and there's so many like it's got like Chip and Dale in it. It's got like a bunch of like racers who you can play as. It's great.
God, they should do that. Like
that would still be a banging game.
I don't understand why. I don't know. Like Nickelodeon is still pumping out racing games and fighting games.
You got the racing game. You got like Crash Team Racing that came out like two ago.
CTR is a great game as well.
That Sonic Racing Game number 3. Obviously Mario Kart. Even Garfield Racing Games. Like Disney should do a modern kart racer.
It's called Walt Disney's World Quest Magical Racing Tour. It's a mouthful, shit name, but awesome
game.
Do
you just think they're just really bad at naming things? Because Craig, what was the Hercules game called?
Disney's Action Game featuring Hercules.
See, that
was because
awful.
They had like a line of them, right, Craig? And they had like Lion King in there. They had Aladdin, was it? They did an Aladdin one, Hercules. That was like a few, right?
Yeah, but why don't you just call it Lion King, Hercules, or, I don't know, Aladdin? The game. Easy.
Like, because, like, stuff like Aladdin, Hercules, etc., like, they've done... Other companies done games of them before? You know, because it's, like, public domain.
Oh, like, licensed.
So you reckon they, like, license the name so they have to, like, call it some bullshit name so it's not near it?
Yeah, so then you don't go into the store, go and buy Hercules, the Disney one, and you end up with, like, a rubbish, Phoenix
like a B-Tech, like Greek hero.
Yeah,
Greek hero fights underworld baddie.
Yeah, it's like those
Greek hero with Goat Boy.
It's like the Lion and the King. It's like those.
Imagine it was called that Greek hero with the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That would be so good. And then like the actual in-game character is just Danny DeVito.
It's funny to be honest, fuck it. Okay.
Right, so that's number two.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
One thing about that Disney's action hero game.
Yeah.
It's because, in Europe, it says it's known as Disney's action game featuring Hercules.
Right.
And it says, I think, in the States, it's known as just Hercules.
Maybe it's an EU license thing.
Yeah, that means it's an EU thing.
Yeah, so it's Disney Hercules. Also known in Europe as Disney's Action Game featuring Hercules.
Yeah,
so,
this is such a mouthful. It does so unnecessary. But yeah, I get it. If it's a licensing thing, then fuck it, innit?
But it could be someone had the copyright.
Going on a tangent, I think it's on Steam. Oh my goodness, it's on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah
Steam have been adding some old games, right?
Wow, it's only a fiver on Steam. Cool.
Okay, let's not promote Steam. They're not paying us.
I just came up when I obviously Googled it, and I was like, what? I didn't think old Disney games were on that PC platform.
Okay, so that's number two, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, next up, Tarzan. See, now for me, Tarzan's awesome, and I love the music. So I'm already going to give it like number two or number one, because I love it.
You can't give it number one.
Okay, number two then. it's second. I don't care what any of the movie is.
I'd vote for pushing Bug's Life down to 5 and moving Tarzan to 4.
I told you Bug's Life would move.
But thing is, that soundtrack, it's just Phil Collins.
And I love Phil it's Collins.
It's a Phil Collins album with Moving Picture.
Yeah.
The story is good. The promo stuff they did for it.
My girlfriend, I love the animation.
Have the soundtrack on CD somewhere.
I just love the music. I love the animation. I like the story. I think it's great. The TV show was awesome.
Do you like the level on Kingdom Hearts? Because I hate it.
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
It's the worst level on the original Kingdom Hearts.
They were not judging films off Kingdom Hearts.
I know, but I just had to throw that in there because I hate that level.
Otherwise, Tron becomes up there.
You leave Tron
alone. Have you seen the Tarzan TV show?
I think vaguely when I was little.
Tarzan and Jane.
I think it's like, all I can remember is that it's got like an elephant and shit in it. It's been ages.
Did you see the weird like conspiracy theory to do with Disney that Tarzan is actually related to the ones in Frozen?
Yep.
Isn't it loads of conspiracies? Like how it's like, is it like Cars and all that, and all the other ones that are related to Cars are all in their own world or something like that?
I've heard that, theory before.
Yeah, there's like meant to be like a whole like world that's like mixed together or something.
I think it's in like Monsters, Inc. There's like a Nemo on the floor.
A Nemo?
I think they're all weirdly related.
Yeah, it's just a cameo.
Yeah, but the theory of like Tarzan actually being related to the Frozen girl. I mean, because you know her parents die in a shipwreck and he is in a shipwreck.
Having like the Toy Story ball and Nemo, etc. in Pixar, that's all cameos. That's not really, you know, these are all in the same universe. It's just kind of, hey, look, we did other Pixar films. Remember this? Because that one little toy of Nemo in Monsters, Inc. not exactly going to link up much.
No, it's just sort of like a nod.
What's that number they say in Monsters, Inc., the number that's like meant to mean danger, danger? Because I have a weird fact about that, I think.
What, 2319?
Yeah. Apparently that's the room that a lot of the animators used to work in.
Yeah.
At their respective colleges. Okay. So that's why that's a little nod to them.
So what are we putting Tarzan at?
Like I said, I want to move it to 4.
All right. Have you got the list then? Can you see?
I've got the agreed so far list, but this might turn into war.
I mean, I know where you live.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your opinion on Tarzan? Where are you popping it?
Tarzan, I saw that in cinema as well as a kid.
I mean, I don't think I saw any of these movies in a cinema.
My uncle.
Oh, you're an adult at this point, weren't you?
I kind of want to put number one for myself.
Yeah, number one. Reasons.
Just because my uncle isn't with us anymore, so it kind of tugs on my heartstrings a little bit.
Number one.
Tarzan's sick as well. It's an awesome movie.
Right, so we move in everything down a space.
Wait, what did you put it as?
Well, I said 5, Tarzan. You said 1 or 2.
I say 2 because Mulan's 1 for me.
All right, we'll put it as 2 for the time being.
Okay, it can be 2. Everything else has been moved down 1, right?
When we hit the end, we can adjust if needed.
Yeah, I reckon once all the movies are out there, I think we should then
Yep.
Tarzan is 2. There we go. So we've got Mulan at top. Tarzan, straight up, I put that at 8.
Great film.
It's an awesome movie. It's so good.
And for the first time, like a few months ago,
that movie for me, I told a lie a second ago. That was I actually went to cinema to see that movie when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good movie. At least 25.
For those of you who don't know, Dave is actually a 56-year-old man, and me and Craig are 15.
Hey, I'm a 56-year-old Viking. Get it fucking right.
Vikings could be men.
Oh, Hunchback is really good.
Is that the Disney movie that has like the weird talking grey heads?
No, they're like gargoyles.
Gargoyles, like one of them. Jason Alexander.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love them.
Yeah.
See, I think it got ruined by the straight to DVD movies that came out after.
There was a lot of. Was this the time when Disney was really flooding the market?
Yeah, when they were releasing Notre Dame 7.
They did 2 Hunchbacks. The really bad Disney sequel.
They did 2.
I remember Hunchback 2, and I think I remember watching 3.
Nah, there was no 3. There was just Hunchback 2.
I just thought there was 1.
No, that's in the Disney sequels, because it's looks terrible compared to the original. It's stupidly...
Of course it does.
...frightened coloured, and, like, ugh, it's awful. I had
you're not a fan of that one, then?
No, I had it on video as a kid. I regret buying it.
Okay, where's it going, lads?
Like, middle ground? Like, what? Like 5, maybe?
Yeah, it's middle, because it's got some fabulous songs.
What's at 5 right now?
Bug's Life.
Bug's Life?
Yeah.
A Hunchback. Push that down 5.
Okay.
Sorry, Craig. Right.
Dave, you did say.
I hate you.
I told you, because there's so much. It's going to get demolished. Why are we putting it so high?
Right.
Nostalgic reasons.
Hunchback. It's just been absolutely murdered. You're like, oh, Craig, this is your favourite film. Yeah, I'm a really bad day.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Look, we brought him on as a guest, and then you've come in and just killed his childhood.
Yeah, well, Pete's Dragon, that's terrible.
I mean, that's not on the list, so you can't talk about it.
Oh, I will talk about it. It's awful.
Bugsworth now moves down to 6.
I'm not giving an opinion on it, because I'm not giving an opinion. It's not one of the movies, so...
Hashtag screw Pete's Dragon. Both versions.
It's because I like Pete's Dragon, and Craig's not watched it. It's one of those movies where it's live action, but then it's like a cartoon animated over the top of the live action.
Rotoscoping.
Yes, that's it.
Here's a fun fact for you. Fucking in the kitchen translates into Dutch as nuken in de kuken.
Whisky, whisky.
No,
I thought we were just saying random things.
Nuken in the kuken. Come on, that's a banger.
Right, so next time you're out, Simon, Jacob, you're going to end up just saying that to a girl, aren't you?
Me? I'm a good Christian boy.
No, you're not.
God.
No, you're not.
Nuken in the kuken. Here's another funny Dutch translation for you. Spank me daddy translates into geef me in clap, papa.
Why are we here?
Use that with Dave later, Craig.
How did we get here? Like,
geef me in clap, papa.
God damn it, Jacob. What the fuck? Like,
just because me and Dave are old men. And like,
no, you're like the same age as Jacob and Craig. You two are like the same age.
No, he's way older than I am.
I'm older.
Fuck off.
Craig's a 35-year-old man.
Craig, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Jacob, how old are you? Exactly.
Like
he said nothing.
Minutes.
He said nothing.
He's like 22.
He's not. He's like 26. 25, 26.
No.
Something near there, I think. I don't know. I had a weird 2010s.
Even though we've already done my birthday episode, my birthday's in 2 days.
We have completely gone off track here.
I sent you some already, Dave.
Live action films. Let's go.
Jacob, we always go off topic, mate.
Yeah, but this one we're actually doing something.
No.
Right. We're on live action now. I'm going to put this is the worst movie for me on the list. Mary Poppins.
Solid 9. It's going in 9. Time. It's going in position 9. Like,
that's just
straight away. I'm not talking about it. 9.
For the third time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what even is this? Because, like,
the remake wasn't bad.
I didn't watch it.
I just find Emily Blunt attractive, I think.
Returns is more of a sequel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it's not really a remake. It's more a sequel. Because, like, all the kids who are in it are, like, grown ups.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen it. My girlfriend has. She's like, oh, it's pretty good. And I'm like, okay.
I'm pretty sure April's seen it as well. You a fan of Mary Poppins, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
The best thing about Mary Poppins is the reference in Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's it.
So, this isn't one of the live-action movies, but for some reason, Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang were, like, the two movies I absolutely hated growing up.
It's because of Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
To Dick Van Dyke, that's why. We blame Dick Van Dyke.
I think I just don't like him. That's horrible.
He does an awful British accent in Mary Poppins. It's god bad. Awful.
It is bad.
Like, give me Dick Van Dyke in Diagnosis Murder. Yeah, that's the one.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually right in that.
I just know that theme.
Did anyone watch the Disney film about the author of Mary Poppins and how she sold the film rights? Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes, that was really good.
If that was on this list, that's a solid five.
Well, it's not, is it? That was literally made in the last few years.
Yeah, but it was a really good film, and Bug's Life would then be seventh. I'm putting Mary Poppins at ninth. Does anyone disagree with me?
Tenth.
Yes, tenth.
Double tenth.
I'd never seen Mary Poppins. Like, I had like Disney videos with like the adverts on. Never seen it for like 27 years. Then my girlfriend got me to watch it because I bought her the double pack on Blu-ray, like just before she got Disney Plus.
Well, you've really never seen Mary Poppins before then?
Nope. I literally...
You lived a blessed life, my friend. You lived a blessed life to that point.
We're all Mary Poppins survivors.
It's like, oh, God, that's so bad. So, yeah. Poppins survivors.
Yep. We survived Mary Poppins.
You'll never understand the struggle.
Like, it's beautiful and all that. Like, the painting and stuff. Like,
the visuals are good. It's just a shit movie.
I think for its time, it was a banger, but, like... We didn't grow up. Well, most of us didn't grow up in that time.
The best thing that came out of Mary Poppins is the Sherry Bobbins episode, The Simpsons.
Yes. That is a good episode. That is a good episode. Did and you actually?
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Amy, we're going through all the Simpsons. We're on like Simpsons right now. So yeah, we watched that episode and I was just like, oh, I actually get that now. I get that joke.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's fun about rewatching Simpsons, because usually between, like, you know, rewatching it, unless you're absolutely like obsessive just watching Simpsons, you usually like watch like older stuff, newer stuff. It might be in, like, on TV as like a rerun or whatever between, you know, rewatching episodes. And then when you rewatch it, you're like, oh yeah, like, you know, I actually understand what the fuck they're going on about now, and that is funny.
Mm-hmm. Like, I actually get the bit where Willie does the dancing, you know, with the accordion and that. Because at first I never got that as a kid, and it's like, oh, he's been Dick Van Dyke. And what makes it funny is he's supposedly British in Mary Poppins, and obviously in Simpsons, Scottish.
Scottish. Right. Okay.
Solid number Poppins. 10. Right.
Yep.
And that, also that. The fact that Disney owns Simpsons now makes it kind of a little bit funnier. Because a bit it's... where I think Sherry Bobbins goes, oh, I'm not Mary Bobbins, I'm Sherry Bobbins. Like,
yeah.
We have real characters like Monald Muck and Ricky Rouse.
It's funny,
but yeah, it's just amazing.
It's funny how many people have shit on Disney before they owned them, and now that they're owned by them, it just makes it more funny.
Because
I'm pretty sure, like, Family Guy and all that shit on Disney, Futurama and that did. Loads of them have.
Like the whole Family Guy thing. Sorry to go on a tangent.
Always.
But it's that universe bit. The Disney Universe bit on Family Guy.
Yeah. and now, like, they're owned by Disney. It's so good.
Yep.
Okay, we've got three movies left, right, Jacob? I haven't missed one.
No, we've got three left.
Yeah. Got
two more threads left to go down to eighth.
Okay, let's do Hocus Pocus.
I'm saying solid nine. I really do not like Hocus Pocus at all.
Yeah. Again, I like Hocus Pocus.
It's a nostalgic thing. I like
it's a good Sarah movie.
Parker in that. That's the only time Sarah Jessica Parker actually looks hot is in that film.
You've seen her making a new one?
Yeah.
Have I you saw seen
that with my mum?
The witches, they've actually managed to make the actors look young, like they did in the original movie.
Oh, okay.
They don't actually look I can't remember when the original movie came out. I can't remember when Hocus Pocus actually came out.
95, I want to say?
Yeah, so it's been like, 25 years?
Yeah. Let's have a look. Let me just...
It's been about 25 years.
93.
Okay, yeah, it's been more than 25 years. So, they have done a good job to, like, use, you know, makeup and whatever the hell they've done. But, like, yeah, in the promotional material I saw, they look young, because obviously they're meant to look young, aren't they? Because they, I think if I remember right, they're like living off the souls of kids or something.
Yeah,
like sucking the life out of them to like make them keep them young or something.
Yeah, it's all virgins, which is so weird in a Disney film. Like,
virgins.
Oh, we have some virgins.
They're just like a bunch of cougars running around, snapping up virgins.
I was like,
they're all dementors. What are you on about?
Dementors don't go just for virgins.
I mean, they go for school kids.
Yeah, but I reckon people were piping at Hogwarts, you know.
Oh, of course.
They are clearly laying pipe at Hogwarts. Even the fucking teachers are.
Yeah, I reckon McGonagall got it a couple of times, you know what I'm saying?
You know Hagrid got it. That dirty fucker.
That's why Hagrid had a little sex hut out in the woods.
Mate, there's a reason he kept big animals.
Oh, dude, no, that went really wrong. That's like the second time we've mentioned bestiality in an episode.
He loved his little pet dragon, didn't he? Sick fuck.
A spider. That was it. Oh, like yeah. Eight-legged hand Aragorn. Job. Can you imagine that? Oh,
many hand jobs.
Right, hocus pocus, where we shoving it?
Like nine.
Nine.
I'd say eight, but eight or nine.
Well, I said nine. Democracy.
Eight, nine, man. It's literally the same spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at least your boy Bugs Life doesn't think.
Your boy Bugs Life isn't at the bottom.
No, Bugs Life is now safe. There's like a buffer for Bugs Life.
Yeah,
you need to play through that whole game. You need to do that.
What, Bugs Life? You want me to do a let's play of that?
Yeah, you need to play through the whole game.
If anyone wants a bonus episode of Dave playing the Bugs Life game,
yes.
I'll do it. I'll play the first like half an hour and that's it. I'm not completing it. I'm sorry, Greg. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was the next one I put on the list.
Ooh.
It's solid.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Better of like the Honey, I blah, blah, blah.
Was it Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? I think it was like Honey, I Shrunk the Baby, and there was another one, right?
No. It's the one where they blow up the baby. I blew up the kids.
There's three of them, isn't there?
Yeah, so I blew up the kid, and then we shrunk ourselves, I think.
No, there was definitely one that was like I Shrunk the Baby or something like that. Because they have like a kid, and they have another kid, and they end up having to like find it or some shit. I can't remember.
How many kids do these guys have?
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. And then, Honey, We Blew Up the Baby. That was it. We're like getting it mixed up.
Blew up the kid. And then
no, Blew Up the Baby. It's Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves and Honey, We Blew Up the Baby. That's it.
Oh, how many kids do these people have, right?
Oh, well, I Blew Up the Kid.
I swear it was like they had three in the first film. And then you're saying they had a baby. Man, these guys went to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
I remember watching a bit of Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. It looks awful. I'm looking at the screenshot of like the baby in like it looks like Vegas. It looks awful.
But back in the 90s, that was film magic, Craig.
That looks like a massive parody of Godzilla. I know it's the whole point, but it just looks awful.
I'm gonna throw this out here. I don't think it's making top six. I think this is number seven.
I just like it. I liked it just because he was a scientist, and I like science. I like science based. Like movies,
but yeah.
Where would you shove this then, Dave?
It's still probably like fairly low, just because of the pedigree of movies that we have. It's kind of a difficult one.
I'd still say seven. I would say, Greg, what are you saying?
I reckon six or seven is probably like a decent.
Yeah, I'd say six, kind of average, six, seven.
Okay, I'm 2v1'd again. So Bugs Life now moves down to seventh.
No.
Push Bugs Life. No, Craig, that was your dream.
I'm backpedaling, boys.
You can't.
You're backpedaling at seven.
I'm backpedaling.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids at six.
No. Seven.
Bugs Life at seven.
No, I
put seven anyway, you decided, so democracy.
Come on.
Bugs Life six, no.
And the final film, Dave. Of our top 10. The
final movie is 101 Dalmatians, which I loved.
Oh, live action, yeah, sorry.
Live action, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's cartoon.
The live action one with, it's got loads of people in it now.
It's got
like,
Ron Weasley's dad in it.
It does, he's one of the bad guys.
And it's got Houseman. Hugh Laurie.
It's got Glenn Close in it as well. Yeah, Houseman. They're the two bad guys.
Yeah, Houseman.
Glenn Close is bad lady.
I just remember I have watched it recently.
They actually get 101 Dalmatians for the film.
I don't know. There's like a CGI bit right at the end, isn't there? Well, like a camera trickery bit right at the end of the movie where they pan out and their whole house is like Dalmatians. Like Dalmatian themed, and there's like loads and loads of dogs everywhere. but I'm pretty sure that was just camera trickery. I know they did get quite a lot of dogs for the movie.
You don't think it was over 100?
No, because I know they had to put out a casting call for people with Dalmatian puppies.
Yeah, what I don't like about that film, it might just be sounding really bad, but like the main character,
the dude or the woman?
Not Anita, the other one, Roger, is it?
Roger, the guy who makes games.
Yeah, Roger.
Mm.
He's supposed to be British, aren't they? They're all supposed to be British.
They are, yes. But they Americanize everything they do, like...
That just ruins it for me.
Yeah, but people would only know that if, like, they knew the original story or the animation.
I know, because they've got, obviously, lots of British actors in it. Like Hugh Laurie and that. It's like, you got them, the most British people you can think of. And it's like, your main character, oh, I don't think he's actually British.
Yeah, the guy who plays in that, I forget what his name is, but I thought his acting was good in it. But because he's quite a good, like, slapstick comic anyway. Like, he did, like, Dumb and Dumber and that, right? That's the same guy, right?
Well,
they did, like, Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumberer.
Jeff Daniels.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, he was the other one. Not Jim Carrey one.
Not Jim Carrey, the blonde dude.
Yeah, the blonde.
But yeah, I always thought, like, you know, he was a pretty decent actor, and he's good. He's funny.
It's a good movie. I just don't like that they didn't make the main guy British.
Yeah, but as, like, if you think about the renditions of animated stuff that Disney are doing now, in comparison, like, them changing some dude from, British to American isn't that bad. Like,
I know
the newer stuff is much worse. Have you seen Cruella?
I've not.
What about you, Jacob? Have you seen the new Cruella?
Nah, it just doesn't really appeal to me.
It's good. I really enjoyed it.
I saw 101 Dalmatians 2, or is it 102 Dalmatians?
I think it's 102 Dalmatians. Isn't that the one where they go and find the lost puppy, and it's like that old dog, isn't it, that goes back in?
Yeah, and there's like the dog that doesn't actually have any spots.
Is it still a Dalmatian?
Yes. Yeah, they asked to. I saw that in the cinema.
Can you actually get a spotless Dalmatian?
Think so.
Probably when they're, like, really small, they don't have any spots.
Yeah, I think that's, like, part of the storyline is, like, Cruella goes and it's like, oh, they don't have any spots. And they're like, oh, the spots come in when they get older.
Well, she mentioned it in the original animated bit. She's like, oh, they've got no spots. And they're like, yeah, that'll come along later when they get older.
Yeah, I think I saw an interview of Glenn Close as well, like, a little while back. And she was basically saying how she still has one of the I think it's one of the coats from the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the one, I think it might have been one of the ones from that she wore for the front cover of the movie. You know, the big long coat thing that she wears.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it probably should be in a museum or something. But although one of my favorite scenes from the first one, 101 Dalmatians, you know, she falls in that like vat of, it's not tar, it's... I can't remember what it's called. It's not tar, and it's like sweet, isn't it?
Ah.
What?
It's not treacle. Oh my god, I literally can't remember the name of it. Oh, who cares? Anyway, she falls into like a big old like vat of it, and they were like, "Oh, you know, we can get a stunt double to do it for you." And now she was like, "Nah, I'm going to do it." So like that scene where she falls into the big vat of whatever the sticky shit is, she actually did that.
That played to her.
No, I think it's molasses. Is it molasses? It might be treacle. I can't remember. It's one of those. But yeah, if you see, there's a bit where she like comes up out of it, and you can see she's trying to breathe, and she just does this big bubble of like molasses or treacle, whatever it is. It's so gross. And obviously, she ends up like covered in feathers and stuff. I love that movie.
In that movie,
where are we putting it?
Is that game actually real? The one he's making.
I think the scene that, you know, I think it is in one of the games. The scene, you know, where, like, the dogs are all moving and, like, you see them, like, going down that, like, track and they get blown up. I'm pretty sure that's in one of the PC games that they did.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. So I've never played it.
There's some decent, because they did back ages ago, Disney did loads of like point and click games. There was a good point and click Dalmatians game.
Okay. What, like for DOS?
I think it's for DOS. Yeah, apparently they made the game that you see him making, they expanded into an actual game. There we go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I like the movie. I think it's great.
Where are we putting it?
I would put it, like, quite high.
See, I wouldn't put it any higher than, like, sixth.
Well, I need to, like, counteract this then, don't I? Number three.
I'm putting it under Bug's Life.
Oh, eight.
Well, that's not right. That means it's going to be, like, eight.
Three, six, and eight.
Yeah. We're pushing it under Bug's Life.
So the middle ground would be five?
It would be five, yeah. Five or six. Okay,
we'll just move everything down one.
The Bug's Life is getting absolutely buried.
If anyone remembers the beginning of the episode where Dave predicted that Bug's Life would be eighth, it is now in fact eighth.
No. It's up the top there.
Bug's Life is third bottom.
No.
What's the final list? Then we'll see if we want to change anything.
Well, we know Craig wants to change everything.
Yeah, Bug's Life go up.
Go on. Bear with me.
Oh, God.
This is crunching the computer numbers. Insert some computer nudge.
No, it's that noise from when you used to like pick up the phone. Like when it was like dial up and that's the phone. It's like
Okay. Coming in at number one, Mulan.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, Tarzan.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's spelled Tarzan like Tarzan, but it counts. Nice. Number three, Hercules.
Yeah.
Number four, Toy Story.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Number five, 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
Number six, Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Right.
Number seven, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
Yep.
Number eight, Hocus Pocus. Number nine, Mary Poppins.
Oh my God.
Number 10, Bug's Life.
No. Bug's
Life.
No, I'm kidding. Number eight is Bug's Life, nine is Hocus Pocus, and 10 is Mary Poppins.
You twat. You
ass. I think that's spot on that.
I reckon Honey, I Shrunk the Kids should go down one.
Move Bug's Life up.
Yeah.
I do think Bug's Life is better than Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, I'm noticing a trend here. We do not like live actions.
Yeah, I would put 101 Dalmatians up higher, but 5 is a decent... Or is it? Yeah, 5 is a decent middle ground.
Live action Disney, it's weird because all the Muppet stuff's pretty good, like Muppets from Outer Space.
Those were classics.
Yeah, we love Muppets.
I know, like Muppets Treasure Island, Christmas Carol, they're really good. All the Muppet stuff's pretty good. Not seen later Muppet stuff. That's all really good. And then there's like weird live action Disney. I mean, there's weird stuff there. You look on Disney Plus, live action is bonkers.
I think really it's just the animated stuff that they did was so top tier. Like it was so good. That when they did live action stuff, it just wasn't like people just remember watching cartoons and stuff as a kid, so it's like easily translatable.
It's more like nostalgic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's kind of like what they're trying to do with films now, like bring out a sequel that like appeals to the nostalgia boner that everybody gets.
So we're actually moving Honey, I Shrunk the Kids down, yeah.
And Bug's Life one up.
Bug's Life's gone up to six. So that makes Craig happy.
No, seventh. It's seventh.
Seventh.
Does it beat Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
What, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Yeah. Hocus Pocus is down in ninth.
Oh good. Keep
going. Yeah, Hocus Pocus is nine.
Right, are you ready for the next segment of the show? Dave and Craig to play. This is called Guess Which Film? Based on the bad review. So we have five films here.
Go on.
Expertly chosen by me.
Is this any film? Disney?
It's five of the ten we've spoken about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give you the five films. It's Mulan.
Right.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right.
Hunchback, Toy Story, and Hocus Pocus. And I can actually confirm one of these, there was no one or two star reviews. Everything was three and above. So I went for a bad three.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one. In the end, blank isn't bad. It's just mediocre, which is particularly disappointing given its Disney pedigree.
Disney pedigree.
And for a little hint, this was put in. This review was written in 2005.
Okay. And what's a list of films?
Mulan, Honey, right. I Shrunk the Kids, Hunchback, Toy Story, or Hocus Pocus.
I'm thinking Hunchback.
Me too.
Oh, I'll put you both down as Hunchback.
It was slated at the time because it was had the Disney Renaissance. It's like, obviously you had like Little Mermaid, Aladdin.
Absolute bangers. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Lion King.
It was when they flooded the market and they were starting to get shit.
You had Pocahontas, which isn't really that good.
The sequels were worse, though.
And then you had Hunchback just after that, so it's kind of the dregs of the Renaissance, so it's really slated because of previous lore.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Go on, and what's the next one? Let's do this.
So you both put Hunchback for that one.
Okay. Yeah.
So the next one. If you ask me, is this a good movie? No, not at all. But it's a movie for kids, so I guess it's meant to be ridiculous. In fact, it's ridiculous in a good way.
Ridiculous in a good way. I guess you could say Hocus Pocus is ridiculous.
No, because Hocus Pocus is kind of like their mainstream, isn't it? They always used to do like magic and stuff. So I don't think it's ridiculous for Disney. Probably some is it. It's going to be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or whatever the fuck are called. Is it Honey, I Shrunk the whatever? I reckon it's going to be that.
Could be.
What do we reckon,
it's
guys?
It's not something they usually do, I reckon. Go on, I'll let Craig make up the final decision.
All right, I'll go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm going with you on that one.
Okay, go on, let's do another one.
It is so hard to imagine that the same studio who made The Magnificent Beauty and the Beast also made this terrible little film just a short time later. Oh, it seems obvious that the final nails in the coffin of traditional cartoons
are
being hammered in by this film as it featured the lousy writing.
We don't even need the rest. Hunchback.
Yeah, that's Hunchback.
That's Hunchback, right.
Yeah, we discussed it too much to not know that one's Hunchback.
Yeah. Okay.
Gaudy bit of CGI fluff pretending to be a children's classic only in the dreams of the cynical and the dead.
That's probably Toy Story, isn't it?
Yeah, some of these were easier than the others. This is where, Craig, you were incorrect earlier. This one was like a total giveaway. I didn't like this movie at all. It felt more like an episode of Power Rangers than a Halloween classic.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hocus.
Yeah, yep. Hocus. Okay, so the only one you actually got wrong was the first one.
What was the first one?
The first one was, in the end, Mulan isn't bad. It's just mediocre, which is particularly disappointing given its Disney pedigree from 2005.
Well, that guy can shove a fucking broomstick up his arsehole, can he?
Ooh,
or she. Dark. They. I don't care.
I don't know, it sounded very much like a Karen. Sort of a Karen-y comment.
What, me?
No, the review giver.
Yeah, true. I think it's sometimes with reviews, it's sometimes they say something so ridiculous to just try and stand out as a reviewer.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that sort of like trying to rile people up.
I think it's worse now as well because people get on the bandwagon. So like people are like, oh, this movie looks bad or it is bad, and everyone jumps on the bandwagon without even like seeing the movie.
I know at least one other person who's like that.
I just don't like it. I always like be like, oh yeah, you know, I'll try something or watch something, and if I don't like it, then I'll turn it off or skip to the end or something. Like, what's it right at the minute? Oh, you seen What's Up?
No.
Everyone keeps talking about it, and everyone's like, it's the Look Up, not What's Up. Look Up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently people keep being like, oh, you know, it's the funniest movie ever made, and like people are like, oh shit, like. I think the comedy in it is very like American, and people are butting heads over if it's a, you know, instant classic or utter garbage. I gave it a watch.
Another friend who just said it wasn't very good.
I mean, I watched about half of it. It wasn't, the comedy wasn't there, if I'm honest. It wasn't funny for me. But we skipped to the end, and the very, very end bit was quite funny. Without ruining anything, it was funny. But yeah, we watched about half the movie, and we paused it for like a little toilet break, and I think we were ordered takeout or whatever, and it was coming. And we were just like, yeah, we'll pause it. We're like right at the end of the movie anyway. We paused it. It was halfway through the movie, and we were like, nah, we can't sit through another hour and a half of this, or however long it had been. So we just skipped to the end.
Yeah, I know films like that.
It's a shame. I mean, you know, people like what they like, and you're not going to please everyone.
No, because the world would be a boring place.
Exactly. That's why I don't like critics and stuff. It's still their opinion. But usually I kind of end up liking stuff that critics like seem to give a bad score to. So I don't know. Maybe I just like shit stuff.
Maybe. Only one of those people.
Right. So we're done. We're finished.
Yeah, edit that. Like, we're done. We're finished. We'll do a proper outro.
No, you'll do the proper outro.
Okay. Three.
Do you remember our socials?
Incoming discussion on Instagram. Incoming discuss on Twitter.
There you go. Nice. Yeah, I'll edit this out.
Well, thank you to our guest today, Craig, our Disney expert.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
We've been Incoming Discussion. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Incoming Discussion and Twitter at Incoming Discuss. Tell us how you did with our little quiz on bad reviews. Send us a tweet or send us a DM. And yeah, have a good one.
Peace out.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Right, now fuck off, Craig.
Yeah, get out of here.
Other Craig. Not
you.
Disney expert Craig.
Disney pro. The pro expert.
Recording star. Bing, boom.